Around 100 people are mingling in a Jacksonville library banquet room Tuesday evening. They're here for an update from Changing Homelessness CEO Don Gilman. Although the atmosphere is celebratory, Gilman is quick to remind the audience, homelessness will never be eradicated. But that doesn't mean a community can't reach functional zero.
If I say zero, that's a zero, a null, no more homeless people. What we have been discovering is there is always an inflow and an outflow of homelessness. Just like in our community, people move here, people move away.
Jacksonville is one of 75 communities participating in a nationwide push to bring chronic and veteran homelessness to functional zero. That means if someone becomes homeless, the community is able to house them within a month. Gilman says over 5 years, veteran homelessness and chronic homelessness have each dropped by about 70%, and all other types of homelessness have dropped by 60%.
This year, and this is from our point in time count, we found a total of 1,959 persons. Only 130 of them were veterans. We still have 325 who are chronically homeless.
Those numbers are from the three-county greater Jacksonville area. Gilman says she's confident the community will reach its functional zero goals by the end of this year, but there is a ceiling to this success. You can't continue seeing gains in the fight against homelessness if you don't also address mental health and substance abuse.
If you put a person in housing and then wrap all the supportive services around them, they start to stabilize.
Gilman says she's encouraged by recent reforms to Florida's mental health system. Specifically, she welcomes the passage of a new law, sponsored by Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney, that expands long-term mental health and substance abuse care in Northeast Florida. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.